This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. This is Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. John Kleiss, who was once mayor of Port Townsend and who provided the voice of the weekend community calendar for over a decade here on KPTZ, died this past Friday, May 27th. John grew up in Seattle, served as a translator in the Korean War, and got a degree at Stanford. After returning to the Pacific Northwest, he spent some years in his family's business. He was working out of an office at the Pike Place Market, which at that time was under threat of developers turning it into offices and condos. John was part of the group that successfully saved Pike Place by winning its historic designation. He went on to become executive director of Pike Place for nearly a decade. Port Townsend would be John's next home base, and he soon realized that he had to find a career on the Olympic Peninsula. Aldrich's Market was teetering on the brink of insolvency, so he bought it and owned and operated Aldrich's for years. John served on Port Townsend City Council and became mayor in an era before the town had a city manager. When it was time to retire, he sold the store and completed his mayoral duties. In retirement, he mentored small businesses and became a versatile actor with key city players, playing everything from kings to monsters. He also volunteered and became a key part of the team at KPTZ-FM. We and our listeners are very fortunate that John was on KPTZ regularly to share the community calendars with his unique voice for over 10 years. On May 15th, the day before his 91st birthday, John joined the morning crew during KPTZ's 12th birthday fun drive in making his final 91.9 FM appearance with Don Trethaway and Phil Andrus. All of us at KPTZ Radio Port Townsend send love and comfort to Pam Kleiss and all their family and friends. May John's significant contributions to KPTZ, Port Townsend, and our planet serve as inspiration to us all. What follows is a recording of John's voice, followed by Taylor Clark and his tribute.
This is John Kleiss with the community calendar for Monday, March 14th on 91.9 FM KPTZ, Port Townsend.
This is Taylor Clark reporting from somewhere in northern Nevada, I guess. And I just heard about John Kleiss and wanted to say this. Every Wednesday at 2 p.m. from 2013 till last year, when he chose to step back, I got to meet with John at the station to record the community calendar. John did the voice, and I did the engineering. We did the weekend calendar and the Monday calendar, and it was a lot of reading, but John always came prepared, having looked up pronunciations and marked out his cadence on his notes. After he left for the day, I would edit and remove any flubs. There weren't a lot of mistakes, but the outtakes often made me laugh. "Oh, balls," he would say. He started doing the calendar because he had done some theater and radio seemed like a good way to extend his repertoire. We also used his voice talent for spots and other announcements, having to do with all things which are Port Townsend civic, PT Main Street, candidate forums, the Christmas choo-choo, and tree lighting, that kind of thing. I hear John's voice and cadence in my head when I do these sort of announcements now. He sounded sonorous and fun-loving, and usually both at the same time. We allowed 2 hours for the recording session, but often the time was taken up with chatting. John was sort of a big brother for me, and he helped me sort out some difficult problems over the years. I probably talked too much, but he was always kind to me. I shall miss him. To hear more of John's story and his voice, and to experience some of his humor, check out Marianne McNellis's interview with him, done just last year, in the KPTZ Our Town Archives at kptz.org. The story about his horse is a good one. It's episode 201, John Kleiss, Renaissance Man.
There is a link on the transcript of this newscast at kptz.org. Dr. Allison Berry and Director of Emergency Management Willie Bentz will speak to the Jefferson County Board of Commissioners next Monday, June 5th, and answer questions from them and from you, our listeners. If you would like to ask a question of Dr. Berry or Willie Bentz, send an email to contactus@kptz.org by noon this Friday, June 3rd. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.